Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ho, ho, ho. It's a lovely Christmas morning. Marcus and Nick are sitting next to a roaring fire just after finishing opening each other's presents.
Oh, what a lovely Christmas, eh?
Yeah, what a lovely Christmas indeed. I can't wait for Christmas dinner later. I can almost taste the turkey with all the trimming soaked in gravy.
That reminds me, I've got just one more present for you. One sec.
Me? Oh, you shouldn't have.
Well, it's kind of for us, but you know, here you go. Go on, open it. I can't wait for you to open it.
It's a small box, so it's definitely not an engagement ring. it's a Fitbit.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? Like, I got me one as well, so we can sync them and keep track of each other and,
you know... Fitbit!
Yeah, it's so that, you know, we can...
bit of tech to make me fit. So you're calling me unfit?
No. I thought it would be a good way of us just, you know...
You're calling me... You're calling me fat!
No. It was just meant to me for me to be able to you know, we can
on Christmas Day of all days, when we're supposed to be letting our hair down, you call me fat!
I'm sorry.
Take this Fitbit and shove it up your f***ing you absolute you f***ing piece of shove this Fitbit right up that f***ing anus.
Oh. You serious?
Hello and welcome to How to Kill an Hour with myself, Nick Bratt, and him over there, Marcus Bronzy. Now, this is the show where we talk about tech in a way that no other podcast does.
That is 100% true. In today's episode, we're talking about how a Fitbit can ruin your life. Today's story started with a little tweet that a mate of ours, Nick, called Dev, he mentioned to us and he thought it might make a good episode. So thank you to that, Dev. And we'll get to the tweet in just a little bit. But first off, though, Nick, Fitbits. Just for the listener, in case you don't know what a Fitbit is, Nick, can you explain what the definition of a Fitbit is, please?
Of course. A piece of technology that people can wear around their wrist to measure their daily steps, heart rate, and more. These devices usually allow people to track their achievements during exercise and assess the data via the Fitbit smartphone app.
That's right. It's basically a device that measures the calories you burn. Quick digression, though. The more you measure something, you know, the better you come at regulating it, Nick. So there's been loads of studies I've read over the years, right? And one of the most interesting ones was they had just two groups of people. One group had to write down what they ate and the other group didn't. That was the only difference. They just had two groups. And at the end of, like, say, a couple of months where they were told to just crack on with life, group one, writing down every single thing that they ate, group two, not doing that, just being told to chill out. At the end of the study, the people that had written down stuff that they'd eaten every single day, they're eating much more healthily, they'd lost weight. Not just that, they smoked less, drank less, and exercised more. There you go.
The thing is, though, it does make you obsess over things more as well, though.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to just trying to enjoy life a little bit. It makes, because people do this even with their... whether it's step counters or whatever, you know, I know people, some of my friends are like, I've got to get my steps in today. I've got to get my steps in. And it's like, oh, maybe you don't, you know, you just enjoy life.
Yeah. Do you know, I've got to be honest, Nick, for me, unless I'm regulating myself and counting everything, that's when you get big bronzy. When you get trim bronzy, it's because I'm measuring my stuff. So it kind of works for me. Not everyone's got such good self-control, Nick. You're clearly somebody who's controlling stuff. You're someone who's not even had a Mackey's for years.
Yeah, no, McDonald's is... But the thing is, I don't want people to think like I've got some kind of... I don't know. I think I'm better than other people in that sense because I tell everybody this. I eat all the other fast food. Yeah. It's just one day I decided I was going to boycott McDonald's for no reason other than just I was eating it too often. And then I decided, yeah, I'm never going to have a McDonald's again. And then I didn't.
Yeah,
I eat KFC, I go Burger King, Five Guys, you know, I eat them all. So I'm not trying to make out, oh, look at me, you know, I don't eat McDonald's, I'm so great. Because I'm just as terrible as you, really.
Yeah, and whilst Nick doesn't think he's better than you with regards to how he eats, he does think he's better than you in every other way as well. It's just how Nick is, basically.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah,
sorry.
100%. Anyway, back to Fitbits. So you can connect your Fitbit to your phone to track your heart rate, steps, calories burned, and also share that information with friends, family, or your partner, which is great, but it can also be part of your dirty demise. This story is about someone who was caught out by their own Fitbit.
This sounds ominous.
Yeah, it is. Now, this was the case for the ex-partner of the NFL correspondent, Jane Slater, who was caught out thanks to some rather telling Fitbit data. Nick, do you know who Jane Slater is? I know you watch a little bit of NFL. Do you know who she is?
I don't actually. I'm guessing that she's an NFL correspondent. She reports on the teams, but I don't really watch any of. I love the NFL, but I'm not deep in it, like watching all the like interviews and stuff. Like, I just watch the games and they're on.
Well, I'll put her some of these. If you watch regular NFL stuff, you'd probably recognise their face. Probably not as big as Lineker, but someone that you know recognise. When I say Lineker, I mean Gary Lineker, British football. He's kind of renowned for being a face of British football. Anyway. This was the case for the ex-partner of the NFL correspondent, Jane Slater, who was caught out thanks to some rather telling Fitbit data. She sent out a tweet in December 2019, and the first part of it said,
"An ex-boyfriend once got me a Fitbit for Christmas. I loved it. We synced up, motivated each other."
Synced Fitbits, keeping track of each other, steps and keeping track of each other's calories burnt. Sounds cute here, right? Wrong. Because the second part of the tweet says,
"We didn't hate it until he was unaccounted for at 4 a.m. and his physical activity levels were spiking on the app. Wish the story wasn't real."
Now, clearly, Jane's ex had forgot that he'd synced up his device with Jane so that they could keep each other motivated when working out. And the Fitbit picked up his extracurricular activities. Now, look, to be devil's advocate, Nick, at this point, what other things could somebody be doing at 4 a.m. other than cheating? Because that's kind of what this alludes to, isn't it?
Well, this guy is a chump because straight away I would have been like, I was having an extreme nightmare. I was having a seizure, you know, like I couldn't sleep. So I got up and went to the fridge and then decided, no, you know what? I'm not going to eat this midnight snack. I'm going to do some press ups instead because, you know, I need to get in shape for you, babes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Midnight run. Going for that midnight run while the streets are empty, clearing your mind.
Exactly. Plus 4 a.m, Marcus is actually in the gym at that time anyway. So like, you know, you could have just, like this guy's a fool.
Yeah, yeah. He's an absolute fool. Or I don't know. But clearly, suffice to say, she binned him because he was cheating. And some people jumped to his defense in the same way, Nick. Like on Twitter, there was this comment.
"Maybe he was waxing his carrot."
Never heard of that one before. Waxing your carrot? Never heard of that before.
Shaking the champagne? Heard that before, you know?
Never heard that one. Shaking the champagne? Nah, I like that. Shaking the champagne. I need a few new ones because I'm just like, slap one out. Rub one out. Pump in some gas.
Having a great wank. I still find it fascinating that like wanking or wanker is such a regularly used word here in the UK, but then in the States, it's just not a thing. I can't get over that. Such a jerk off. It's a jerk.
I for ages didn't understand that a jerk was somebody that was a wanker. I was just thought it was just like you're calling someone a jerk because they're just... It's just a word that you said. I didn't put the two together,
it's
jerking
off. It's weird because, like, don't get me wrong, right? America's got like so many things that are better than the UK. So many things. But we're just the kings of swearing over here. Like nobody can nobody can touch us when it comes to swearing. I swear down. Such a jerk off.
Jerk. Any word that we say, any swear word we say, automatically doubles in its effectiveness. Like if it was a fighting game, like a street fighter game, if an American called you an ass, it's like a mid punch. But
like if you call someone
asshole, it's like, try you can.
Yeah, it's true. Like, it's like, hey, you fucking asshole. It's not as effective as you fucking asshole.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's just much more aggressive.
Yeah.
And like, and wanker as well is just like, it's just great. You know, you're such a fucking wanker. Like, it's much better than, it's a fucking jerk off.
Jerk off, yeah. Anything that we have as a swear word. I mean, even if they try to go for the holy grail, which is cunt. Do you know what I mean? You're a cunt, man. You're a cunt. Nah, you ain't got anything on Dave from East that goes, you cunt.
Yeah, you fucking cunt.
You cunt. Trust me. Anyway, so waxing his carrot. So I've never heard that one before. I don't know about you, but wanking's not a gymnastic affair for me. But perhaps he could have used that as an excuse. I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm not really trying to put in effort out here and impress myself because I am myself. But shout out to those who fuck their hands and start slapping the back of their hand, you know, like, oh yeah, you like that, don't you? I don't know. Each to their own. As you can imagine, a lot of people commented on Jane's post with some anecdotes of their own. So here is another anecdote, which is very similar, Nick, shall we say.
Called my ex repeatedly one night without any answer, which was V bizarre. Especially BC, it was my B day. Continued calling.
Stop. When you see tweets like that, is that how you read it in your head? Do you read the abbreviations?
I'm reading it. I'm reading the abbreviations. Called my ex repeatedly one night without any answer, which was V bizarre. Especially BC, it was my B day. Continued calling throughout the night until he accidentally picked up on his Apple Watch mid-fuck with another girl from his hometown. LOL. Good times.
Fucking hell. Is the Apple Watch slip? So she heard him pumping it out and her pumping it in. Wow.
Crazy.
Wow. Lucky that we haven't got FaceTime on watches yet. Otherwise, she might have got a funky angle. Could you imagine that? What a way.
Wild.
Wild that. Another wrote this.
My ex-husband got caught in an affair because he was wearing the training watch and heartbeat monitor my mum bought him for Christmas while running. It was the under 1 minute heart rate spike that confirmed things for me.
Oh, the under 1 minute heart rate spike. Oh.
I don't even know what that means, but I'm guessing it's not good for this ex-husband.
I think she's saying that he can only perform for under a minute. So she knew that because the spike in the heart rate was under a minute. She was,
1 minute man ting.
Yeah.
That could be, hang on, wait, it was the under 1 minute heart rate. That could be anything though, you know, under 1 minute. Surely a prolonged amount of time is more, you know, suspicious.
Each their own. Again, Nick, like Nick said at the start of this podcast, he doesn't think he's better than you when it comes to food. But when it comes to his performance in bed, Nick is like, surely 90 minutes is an average spiked heart rate that he should be experiencing. Surely 120 minutes at least, right? To warm up for the first round, right?
Yeah, fair. Fair, yeah, I think so.
Jane also added in her comments to her tweet.
I also had a guy get drunk and bring another girl home, forgetting I was spending the night there. We were set to go to church the next morning and I stayed in to get sleep. I could write a book.
Getting drunk and bringing another person back home to your missus. That is a level of awkward. I mean, what if you were really stubborn and you were just like, not waking up, going to stay in bed, going to stay asleep while my partner brings someone home. I'm going to just pretend that I'm not waking up.
Mate, some people get off on that, mate. So, you know, it is what it is.
Shout out to my cuckers no out there.
Yeah.
Big up the cuck
no judgment.
Gang. Get me.
Each to their own.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, no cuck judgment at all. So there you go. This is how fitness tech can make you live longer, make you live a better life, make you live a healthier life, and also at the same time kill your relationship.
It's so mad. Like, to be honest, this, if it was me, I'm still pleading Shaggy. Like, you've got no HD 4K, 8K footage of me doing anything. You've just got a spike on a Fitbit. I'll say the thing was malfunctioning. What are you talking about? I was asleep. Are you crazy, babe? What's wrong with you? You know what I mean?
I don't. Yeah, and I'm also like, you know, he genuinely, right? This is me like sticking up for this guy and being such an arsehole, but he genuinely could be like, my missus works for the NFL. She's around elite sportsmen who are paid hundreds of millions, yeah, a year, right? And they're not even like the highest paid. Do you know what I mean? She's around guys who are at the top of their fitness, right? These guys who are juiced up, hench, yeah, at the top of their game, yeah, just oozing pheromones. She's got to be around them, analysing the plays all week. And you've got to be her man. And you, I presume he's not even in the NFL. Bruv, I'd feel very intimidated. I'd be working out all the time.
Trust me. I'll be doing like one-handed press-ups at 5 a.m, just trying to be on their level.
Exactly. And the poor guy, you know, gets caught out for that and gets punished for his
just trying to improve himself for his partner, you know what I mean? And she selfishly dumps him just like that.
I also find it a little bit weird that people would kind of sync up. Am I weird for thinking like with your other half to have like a track their own calorie intake and stuff? I feel like it's a bit like...
It's bizarre, you know, but people do bizarre stuff in this world, Marcus. It's like, have you seen some people out there have got, because they obviously don't trust each other, they've got like joint social media accounts and stuff like that. It's like, it's just, you know, and find my friends on your phone. Yeah. The only time a thing like that ever comes in handy, in my opinion, is if you've got kids. You know, and 100%. you can have your kids on it. The minute you start putting your partner and all of that on there, it starts getting a bit, you know, little bit kind of dodgy territory. I can understand it if, say, like you did it temporarily because your partner was going somewhere and then they were coming home late by themselves or something. Cool. But when it's just like on there the whole time, I'm like, yeah, this is a little bit controlling.
There's something about having a little bit of sentience, or should we say independence is a better word. There's something about having a little bit of independence in a relationship that I think is healthy for it. I don't 100. Always think you should know where the other half is.
Yeah. That's why this past like 16 months, 18 months, you know, working from home has just been a myth, because it's just like you're just around each other 24/7. You know what I mean?
100%. Shout out to those who have managed to stay together during lockdown, because all joking aside, Nick, I got a friend that works for quite a big company and they're like, a lot of people are now divorced. And at the start of lockdown, they weren't. And the pure reason for it is because they didn't realize that they didn't get on with their other half, because they're only seeing them for like 2 hours a day. And I realized there's a lot of people that I get on with really well. But if I was to live with them 24/7, Nick, we might end up fucking hating each other if you put us in a house for 7 days.
Bruv, I knew this was going to happen because... You know, there were a lot of people who were kind of forced into extreme scenarios. Something that like would in the normal life would happen over time. You know what I mean? You would eventually end up moving in with someone. So like you could like get to know them like properly first, or like even if you do live together, like you say, you spend less time together, so you don't exhaust each other. Not like that, but exhaust each other. You know, just. Being around each other as quickly, whereas this was just 24/7 there all the time, looking in each other's faces, looking in each other's boats, smelling each other's scents all the time. And it's just like it got a lot, you know.
Yeah, like your partner could do the stinkiest shits but save them for work all the time. That's what and I you mean. Don't realize until at 10:30 every day you're like, there's a train broken again.
Yeah, bloody hell. What's going on here? They're kicking up, isn't they?
A little while. Yeah. Yeah, usually their heart rate spikes at about 10:30 every day at the office for about 3 minutes.
or you could be the one dropping the stinky shits, you know what I mean? And coming out the toilet like, oh, blimey, I don't know what's happening in there. God, there's just smelly drains in there, love, I tell you.
That's definitely me, mate. I'm fucking revolting. I'm like a caveman. I'm disgusting, bruv. I keep things clean, but I can't be responsible for the flavours of stuff that comes out my bottom end. What a lovely way to end this podcast, Nick.
Fair play. No judgment.
No judgment at all. Well, anyway, I think it's about time we wrap up this episode, Nick. We'll definitely post the original tweet, which has had like 500,000 likes.
Wild.
Christ. From the lovely Jane Slater. who seems to not like Fitbits anymore. And yeah, we'll be back in your ears real, real soon.
Yeah, I bet Fitbit are definitely going to reach out to her and try and do some kind of partnership, that's for sure. Right, if you like this and you want more now, we have a bunch of Patreon-only episodes that you can tuck into. You can get them early, and there's ad-free access as well. Check all that out at patreon.com/howtokillanhour. Right, this podcast is created by Marcus Bronzy and me, Nick Bright, produced by Billy Wright, and the sound design by James Sloan. It's also listened to by the absolute legends that are you. Yes, you. So thank you for that.
Would you like the perfect excuse to spy on your partner?
Yeah.
Are you 100% sure that they're cheating but have no evidence?
Yes.
Why don't you buy a Fitbit?
Yes!
Masquerade as a partner who's loving and wants to care about your other half's calorie intake, but then catch them out with any spikes in their heart rate throughout the day. Get your hands on a Fitbit. Ruining relationships since 2000 and whatever.
Let me get my credit card. I need 7.
That makes you a cheater because you have 7 other halves.
Can the TV hear me? What's going on? Take this Fitbit and shove it up your fucking ass, you absolute ass, you fucking piece of shit. Shove this Fitbit right up that fucking anus.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Sorry, Nick. Right, and the intro music has played.
Hello, and welcome to How to Kill an Hour with myself, Nick Bright, and him.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.